Welcome to day 124 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, coming to you from sunny Southern California. And today we are reading 1 Chronicles chapters 13, 14, 15, and 16 from the Amplified Bible. And we pick up the story again of King David as he unites the kingdoms, the different tribes of Israel together, and he encourages them to bring back the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem as a central place for worship. So beginning at 1 Chronicles chapter 13, starting at verse 1. David consulted the captains of thousands and hundreds, even every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us send abroad everywhere to our brethren who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them to the priests and Levites in their cities that have suburbs and pasture lands, that they may gather together with us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we did not seek it during the days of Saul." And all the assembly agreed to do so, for the thing seemed right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from the Shihor, the brook of Egypt, that marked the southeast border of Palestine, to the entrance of Hamath, to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Bala, that is, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God the Lord, which is called by the name of Him who sits enthroned above the cherubim. And they carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab. And Uzzah and Ahio, his brother, drove the cart. And David and all Israel merrily celebrated before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and cymbals and trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put out his hand to steady the ark, for the oxen that were drawing the cart stumbled and were restive. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he touched the ark, and there he died before the Lord. And David was offended because the Lord had broken forth upon Uzzah. That place to this day is called Perez Uzzah, the breaking forth upon Uzzah. And David was afraid of God that day, and he said, "How can I bring the ark of God home to me?" So David did not bring the ark home to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite, a Levitical porter born in Gath-Rimmon. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Chapter 14. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar timbers with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had established and confirmed him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was exalted highly for his people Israel's sake. And David took more wives to Jerusalem, and he became the father of more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of the children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Be'eliada, and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, they all went up to seek David. And he heard of it and went out before them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. David asked God, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said, "Go up, and I will deliver them into your hand." So Israel came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote the Philistines there. Then David said, God has broken my enemies by my hand like the bursting forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim, Lord of Breaking Through. The Philistines left their gods there. David commanded, and they were burned. And the Philistines again made a raid in the valley. And David inquired again of God. And God said to him, Do not go up after them. Turn away from them, and come around upon them over opposite the mulberry trees. And when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry or balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to smite the Philistine host. So David did as God commanded him, and they smote the army of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Chapter 15. David made for himself houses in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, None should carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever. And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief with 120 kinsmen. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief with 220 kinsmen. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief with 130 kinsmen. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief with 200 kinsmen. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief with 80 kinsmen. Of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief with 112 kinsmen. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you bore it not as God directed at the first, the Lord our God broke forth upon us, because we did not seek him in the way he ordained. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. The Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses commanded by the word of the Lord. David told the chief Levites to appoint their brethren, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, and cymbals, to play loudly and lift up their voices with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, son of Cushiah, and with them their brethren of the second class, Zechariah, Ben, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Elephelehu, and Micniah, and also the gatekeepers, Obed-Edom and Jeiel. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps, resembling guitars, set to Alamoth, probably the treble voice. Mattathiah, Elephelehu, Micniah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah were to lead with lyres, set to Sheminith, the bass voice. Chenaniah, leader of the Levites in singing, was put in charge of carrying the ark and lifting up song. He instructed about these matters because he was skilled and able. Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Shaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. And Obed-Edom and Jehiah, Jeiel, were also gatekeepers for the ark. So David, the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And when God helped the Levites who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord with a safe start, they offered 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were the Levites who bore the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, director of the music of the singers. David also wore an ephod, a priestly upper garment of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord, with shouting, sound of the cornet, trumpets, and cymbals, sounding aloud with harps and lyres. As the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, David's wife, daughter of Saul, looking from a window, saw King David leaping as in sport, and she despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent which David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he distributed to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone, a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. He appointed Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to celebrate by calling to mind, thanking, and praising the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief. Next to him, Zechariah, Jeiel, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, and Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, who were to play harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals. Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David first entrusted to Asaph and his brethren the singing of thanks to the Lord as their chief task. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his doings among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, meditate on and talk of all his wondrous works, and devoutly praise them. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face, and to be in his presence continually. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered as in Egypt. O you offspring of Abraham and of Israel, his servants, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful of his covenant forever, the promise which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his sworn promise to Isaac. He confirmed it as a statute to Jacob and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan, the measured portion of your possession and inheritance. When they were but few, even a very few, and only temporary residents and strangers in it, when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be reverently feared above all so-called gods. For all the gods of the people are lifeless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are found in His presence. Strength and joy are found in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and in holy array. Tremble and reverently fear before Him, all the earth's peoples. The world also shall be established so it cannot be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea roar and all the things that fill it. Let the fields rejoice and all that is in them. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out for joy before the Lord, for He comes to judge and govern the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And say, "Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name and glory in Your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, forever and ever." And all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. So David left Asaph and his brethren before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark continually as each day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 kinsmen, also Obed-Edom son of Jeduthun and Hosa, were to be gatekeepers. And David left Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord upon the altar of burnt offering continually, morning and evening, and to do all that is written in the law of the Lord, which He commanded Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen and expressly named to give thanks to the Lord, for His mercy and loving kindness endure forever. With them, with Heman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those who should sound aloud, and instruments for accompanying the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were to be at the gate. Then all the people departed, each man to his house, and David returned home to bless his household. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Today's scripture reading brings us a passage that has stumbled many people, and it's the story about Uzzah the Levite being killed by God because he reached out his hand and touched the ark when the oxen stumbled, and it looked as if the Ark of the Covenant was going to be thrown to the ground or slip off the cart that they had placed it upon. So this story has caused many people to wonder why such a severe punishment was issued by the Lord to someone who seemed to be with a good heart trying to do something helpful for the Lord. So that's the subject I want to address today. Well, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background. Here we have a story about King David wanting to bring the Ark of the Covenant, which has long been away from Jerusalem, to Jerusalem to bring the worship together for the whole nation. And during the reign of Saul, we know that the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines. And then we have the story that we heard some time back about the Philistines being smitten by these horrible tumors and rats overtaking their cities and all of that when the Ark of the Covenant was actually in their city. And they would pass it from city to city and the same plagues would break out on the next city. So they experienced a judgment for the handling of the ark, that they captured it, that they put it in the temple of their false god named Dagon, and that they held on to it. And so it came to the place where the Philistine elders or leaders decided they need to return that thing, and they put it on a new cart with two oxen drawing the cart, and they sent it back. They, without directing it, they wanted to see if it would go back to Israel on its own. And as you will remember, it did indeed go straight back to the territory that was occupied by the Israelites. And you may wonder, why is it places where the ark was, where tumors broke out and these plagues broke out upon the people, that none of them were killed? But instead, when Uzzah, who was a Levite, is trying to obey the king and bring the cart that's bearing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, that he is suddenly killed because he reaches out his hand to touch the ark. So that's what I want to deal with today. This situation was quite unique. First of all, with regard to the Philistines, they did not have the law of God. So they didn't have the same responsibility, so to speak, before the Lord, though God did not in any way bless them for capturing the ark and putting the ark in the temple of their false god. But instead, he showed that God was God, and Dagon, their idol, the statue that they had, would fall down and have its head broken and its hands broken off. And finally, they removed the ark from that place, and that's when they started seeing problems in the cities that they brought it to. So I would say to you that there wasn't the same level of responsibility with the Philistines because they didn't even know the law of the Lord. But here we have a different situation. The Ark of the Covenant was the place where the presence of God dwelt for the people of Israel. It symbolically represented the presence of God, and it quite literally would have the presence of God resting upon it when it was in the tabernacle of Moses. We saw countless stories of this. But for David to have the ark placed on a new cart, and then have the Levites drawing that new cart with the Ark of the Covenant on it, was a total violation of the scripture in Numbers, where it distinctly enunciated exactly how the Ark of the Covenant was to be transported. It was not to be put on a cart. It was to be carried on the shoulders of the Levites with poles that went through the rings on the four ends of the cart. And this was clearly not observed in this situation. And I truthfully believe that the cattle stumbling so that the ark was about to be thrown down was actually no accident, but instead it was actually the Lord to halt the whole procession of trying to take the cart to Jerusalem in this manner. I believe God intentionally did this to stop them and to cause them to recognize that they're not doing things God's way. God had a specific pattern for the children of Israel and how they handled the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord. It was to be carried on the shoulders of the Levites, and only the priests were allowed to actually touch it. But if a Levite, it said in the book of Numbers, actually touched it, the penalty was death. And that's what we see happening here in the case of Uzzah. Even though he reached out his hand to steady the ark, it says here in 1 Chronicles 13, verse 9, he put out his hand to steady the ark, for the oxen that were drawing the cart stumbled. And then the next verse tells us the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he touched the ark, and there he died before the Lord. So what was God so mad about? Why such a strong reaction? Well, first of all, total disobedience in how the ark was to be transported. God had an order to things, they completely violated that order. And Uzzah, for whatever reason, didn't have the reverence that he should have had as a Levite, someone who's assigned to this very job. He didn't have reverence for the Lord, for this piece of furniture that God had ordained and sanctified as a place where his presence would dwell in the temple. He didn't have any reverence for the Lord. It was almost too familiar to him. Oh, it's the ark. Let me hold that. But instead, with that lack of reverence or irreverence towards the things of God, the Lord executed the judgment that was already laid out in the book of Numbers, that anybody, any of the Levites that touched it, or any person who touched it of among the Israelites would instantly die. And it says there he died before the Lord. Oftentimes there are people who do something wrong or something that's not pleasing to the Lord, something that God strictly said they shouldn't do, but people will say, well, they did it with a good intention, or they did it with a good heart. Well, this very story shows us that disobedience before the Lord, regardless of whether you meant it for good or not, is still disobedience before the Lord. And that saying a person did it with a good heart or with a good intention is not satisfactory to the Lord. It's not an excuse. Well, I meant well by it, but it wasn't what God wanted you to do. And the story here goes on to say that David was very afraid of God that day. And he said, how can I bring the ark of God home to me? He realized something's desperately wrong here. I don't understand what the problem is. And so he did not bring the ark to Jerusalem, but he carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, who was also a Levite porter, and it remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his household for 3 months. And I think it's fascinating that the next verse, or the rest of that verse, says, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Now, how can that be? He blesses Obed-Edom, but he kills Uzzah. Well, Uzzah obviously clearly violated the word of the Lord, that they're not to touch the ark. I guarantee you that Obed-Edom and his household were very respectful and reverent about the ark, and they didn't violate the Lord's command about touching it in any possible way. And so the result of their reverence and their respect for God's word and what God had commanded resulted in this amazing blessing. And in another part, we find that David heard about Obed-Edom's house being blessed, and so he determined in his own heart he was going to go get the ark and bring it to Jerusalem. So this is really a fascinating story. God honors the person who respects and honors and reverences his word and is careful to obey the Lord and the things of God, and doesn't excuse himself by doing things God doesn't want, but says, oh, I did it with the right attitude or right heart, or I did it with a good intention, but instead keeps themselves in a position where what God says means everything to them, and they're very careful to be obedient to the Lord, as Obed-Edom's family was undoubtedly. And the result was a great blessing on his house, on his family, and on all that he had. That scripture verse tells us. Well, then David must have done his homework. And the reason we know this is because, though in chapter 13 it says he was quite distressed, he didn't know what to do, how can I bring the ark up to my house or to Jerusalem? He's like, obviously doesn't know what the problem is, and he just lets the Ark of the Covenant stay at the house of Obed-Edom. But a couple chapters later, we find that David calls all the priests and the Levites together and says in chapter 15 to them, he says in verse 12, you are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I've prepared it. Now listen to the next verse, because obviously King David did his homework. He sought the Lord and the scripture to find out what was the problem, what happened with Uzzah, what did I do wrong in trying to bring the ark to Jerusalem? Well, he found out. It says in verse 13, David is speaking to the priests and the Levites and says, "For because you bore it not as God directed at the first," meaning 3 months ago when we tried this, "the Lord our God broke forth upon us." He's referring specifically to the breaking forth against Uzzah for touching the ark. And he goes on to say, "because we did not seek him in the way he ordained." So David, who was very famous in my book anyway, for seeking the Lord before every battle, he realized that in the matter of how to handle this religious object and this religious ritual, that he had not sought the Lord, and he had, as a result of not seeking the Lord, was doing it his own way, or allowing the Levites to do it their own way, whatever they thought was best, which was not God's way. The whole idea of them putting it on a cart was not at all in the commandments that were given to Moses. And so they just did it any old way they thought was sounded good. And the result of doing that, of their irreverence for scripture and for the Lord's command to do it a certain way, brought forth this death of Uzzah. So this time David, who obviously sought the Lord, sought the scripture, and found out the method that God ordained for bringing the ark up was on the shoulders of the Levitical, these Levites who were from a certain line, the Kohathites. They're from the line of Kohath, not Aaron. Those are all were priests, but Kohath was one of Levi's sons, and the Kohathites had the specific job assigned to them of carrying the furniture related to the tabernacle and then specifically the ark, but they were to bear it on their shoulders on poles, not touching it, but on the poles. And so this time, David gave them a clear word. He said, "The reason we had this problem before is because we did not seek God and the way that he ordained for us to transport the ark." You know, in our lives, we often have the same problem. We do things we think are the best way that relate to our lives or relate to even spiritual practices. We think, "Oh, this is good enough. This is good enough." But we don't seek God in the way that he ordained, whether it's about giving, whether it's about our prayer life, whether it's about reading the Word of God, whether it's about how to raise our children. "Well, this is good enough. This will work." We need to seek the Lord and find out the way that he has ordained for us to order our lives. He had a certain order for carrying the ark. He has a certain order for how you should conduct yourself in your life, how you should conduct yourself in your marriage, how you should conduct yourself with your children, how you should parent, what you should do with your money, how you should spend your time. All of those things you can find out in the Word of God. And when we neglect to do that, we find ourselves in trouble, and then we wonder what on earth happened. That's what happened to David. He was like, "What happened? I don't even know how I can do this. Obviously, this isn't the right way." When he saw Uzzah, the Levite, be killed because he touched the ark. So in this case, David did his homework and he made himself ready to obey the Lord. And he required that the priests and Levites follow exactly the order that God had given to them. And it says that the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring the ark of the Lord up to Jerusalem, and that in verse 15 here in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, it says the Levites carried the ark on their shoulders with the poles as Moses commanded by the word of the Lord. And then we see a great celebration. They're doing it God's way. They're doing it with the blessing of God present. And David has the chief Levites appoint the singers and the people who play on instruments. And there was a fantastic and amazing celebration that the sound of it rang throughout the mountains, no doubt. And the singers sang and the musicians played, and that David danced before the Lord, and thousands of people walked with them and carried the Ark of the Covenant up the mountain to Jerusalem. And it was a great day in Israel's history. So this story brings to our attention the importance of making sure we're doing things God's way. Because I've seen so many Christians go, well, I meant well, I did this, I thought I was pleasing God, and then they had some sort of disaster, and they wonder what happened, but they don't realize that they clearly violated God's method, God's plan, God's pattern that He's given to us in the Word of God. But only when they followed the Word of the Lord about this issue did the blessing of God get poured out. And that's what we want for our lives. You want the blessing of God upon your life, then continue to seek the Lord. What does God say about this? For every area of your life, small and great. And then the blessing of the Lord will be able to shower upon your life, and you'll be able to give the testimony that serving God and loving God and honoring God with your life brings a great blessing. And it certainly does. So consider that this week, and if you have decisions to make, make sure that you seek the Word of God as to the method and the manner in which you conduct yourself regarding that matter, so that you'll have God's blessing and His assistance in your life. God bless you and give you a victorious week. We also would love to hear from you. You are really welcome to contact us, and you can email us at info@myeverydaybible.com. We'd love to hear from you if you have feedback for us, comments, or if this has helped you and ministered to your life and to your family. God bless you.